And so their mud seam and tough side down sea of Gilmo brings on a minog of putting spreading grass out in shul and shul and in houses for Zechavir Simchas Matan Torah, and the source of this Ramah is from the Ma'aril. And the Ma'aril explains that we put grass out in the floor of the shul is in order for the Simcha of the Regel. Now, if you look at the Magen Avraham and the Ramah, Sim Tavsei Dad Siv Katan Hay, the Magen Avraham adds that we have the minog to pit trees in shul, in houses, in order that on Shavuos, we're going to remember that we're Nidonin al Peiros Ilan, right? The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us that on Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah for Peiros. Then we should daven for the Peiros. And it's strange. Why is it that the Magen Avraham is changing the minhag, and the Magen Avraham is saying that the reason is that we're doing that we're specifically putting trees, and that we're doing it in order to remind ourselves that we should daven for the Peiros Ilan on Shavuos. So if you look in the Al Yerabah, you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in Pashas, the simple understanding of Magen Avraham is not disagreeing with the Ramah. The Magen Avraham is essentially adding a second din, and essentially there's really two dinim, right? There's a din of placing grass in both the shul and the houses, and that's the zeif from Simcha of Mamid Har Sinai. And then Magen Avraham is adding a second din where you put trees in both shul and houses, where a zecher for the fact that it's the yom din of the pears. Now, the Chai Adam and in the Maaser Rav, they bring down that the Gra got rid of this minhag of putting trees in shuls because there's a problem of Chukos Akum. And everyone likes to explain that the Ramah and the Gra are going according to our opinion in the definition of Chukos Akum, because in Yordaya Simkufayin Chasif Beis, the Ramah Paskin is based on the Ma'arik, that anything that has a reason and Goyim do it, there's no problem with Chukos Akum because there's a reason for it. But the Gra there disagrees with the Ramah. And the Gra held that anything that the Goyim come up with, the Jews wouldn't have come up on their own. So then there's going to be a problem with Chukos Akum. Everyone explains out there. Ma and the Gra really going according to their opinions there by Shavuos, because according to them, that there's no problem with Chukos Akum by spreading out the grass, because there's a reason for this minhag, because it's a Zecher of Mamre Har Sinai. But the Gra disagrees, because according to the Gra, anything that the Goyim came up with is going to be a problem with Chukos Akum, and because the Goyim put up trees on their Yontif, so therefore it's going to be a problem for us to do it on Shavuos. Now, it's interesting to note, though, there's a machlokes within the Achronim. What did the Gra get away with? Did the Gra only get away with the Magen Avraham's din of getting rid of trees? And the Gra held that you can't put trees in shuls and houses, but you could still spread out grass in the shul and house. Or the Gra got rid of everything. He held that you can't even put grass in the shul and house. So this is a dispute. So the Aruch HaShulchan of Moshe Feinstein and Irgas Moshe Yardei Chalak Daud Simon Yud Aleph and Shmuel Kamenetsky and Kovetz Halacha, so they held that the Gra got rid of everything. That not only is Mevatel the Minhag of putting trees, the Gra also is Mevatel the Minhag of spreading out grass on Shavuos. Now, on the other hand, the simple understanding of the Chai Adam and the simple understanding of the Maaser Rav is that he only got rid of the minhag of putting up trees, and that's also the simple understanding of the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Kafah Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yud, and the Kafah Chaim Sif Katan and Vav bring down the Gra. They explicitly say that the Gra got rid of the minhag of getting rid of the trees, implying that the Gra didn't get rid of the minhag of spreading out grass in Shavuos. So the question, though, is according to the Aruch HaShulchan and Moshe Feinstein and Shmuel Kamenetsky's reading of the Gra, that the Gra even got rid of the minhag of spreading grass on Shavuos, so then why didn't the Gra disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shavuos? Why is it that only in Maaser Rav we find that the Gra disagreed with the minhag? Why like the Gra should just, when the Ramah brought down the minhag, we spread our grass in both the shul and houses as Zecher HaSimchas Maamar Har Sinai, the Gra should have said, no, Achshav ain't no again because it's Chukos Akum. Why didn't the Gra on Shulchan Aruch, right, that we don't follow this halacha. So I think that maybe potentially this could be a raya for the simple understanding of the Gra, that the Vilna Gaon held that there's really two dinim, right? There's a din of spreading out the grass zecher for the simplest member of Har Sinai, and that the Vilna Gaon was okay with, because that's not a problem with Chukos Akum. The only problem with Chukos Akum was the putting up, put was erecting the trees, because the trees was what the Gaon did on their holidays. And since in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah only brought down the din of putting up grass, their mud didn't make any mention of the trees. Like the trees only the source of putting trees up on Shavuos comes from the Magen Avraham. Their mud, the Gemara didn't comment anything because the Gemara is commenting on their mud. The Gemara wasn't commenting. The Gemara is not going to comment on their mud in Shulchan Aruch. And this therefore seems to be pretty good proof for the opinion of the Stipler and of Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and many others that the Gra only got rid of the minog of putting up trees on Shavuos, didn't get rid of the minog of spreading out grass on Shavuos. And now, according to everything we just said, we could probably argue with the Olam's Taina that the Gra's going, that their Gra and their Amar are really going according to their opinion by Chukos Hakam, because as we just indicated, the Ramah's din is not connected to Chukos Hakam as well, because it could be that the Gra held that there's no problem with Chukos Hakam when it comes to spreading out the grass. So therefore, obviously, the Ramah's also there's no problem when it comes to right there. The problem with Chukos Hakam is only a question when it comes to the Ilanos, but when it comes to the Shtichas HaSavim on Shavuos, there's no problem with Chukos Hakam. So therefore, it's not necessarily so clear that the Ramah's going Lishitaso by the case of. And how I understand Chukos Hakam, because the Ramah is really dealing with a different case. The question of Chukos Hakam is only coming about the trees with the Magen Avraham's din, but it has nothing to do with the din of the Shtichas HaSavim on Shavuos.